Just really what a blessing, amen, to have this opportunity to share with each and every one of you something that just the Lord was speaking to our hearts. But sometimes we don't really, we look at it and we think about it. Here's this baby Jesus. Say, he's more than a baby. Come on, he's more than a baby, amen. This was a prophetic moment in history that all the ages to come were for this moment, hallelujah, that we would behold the Savior of the world. That he would be manifested. Come on, amen. When was Jesus manifested? He was manifested, hallelujah, when he was born, amen. The Bible says that the angels declared, behold, hallelujah, behold him. This is the Savior. This is him, hallelujah. This is the Messiah. This is the King of Kings. This is Lord of Lords. This is our Counselor. This is him. Hallelujah. This is Almighty God. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I want you to take hold of the scriptures that I'm going to share with you. Some of you weren't here last week. So what I'm going to try to do is try to do the quick version of last week so that I can get done with this part of this. Amen. But this has really been called the true gift of Christmas. And I think it's important. Me as a pastor, I just don't preach stories. I am here as a pastor. My job is to equip the saints. It's to let you know what he has done. Amen. To declare what he has done for you. Hallelujah. That because of him, what you have in the authority that you have, not someday, but today. Come on, amen. Say today. Listen, we are meant to shine today. We're to be the light of the world today. Like never before, saints. Like never before. And I just hear in my spirit that God says that desiring us that we step up, that we rise up, that we get up, come up higher. Say, come up higher. We come up higher, that we get up a little bit higher, that this year, I believe that this year, let's just go to this place. I pray that this speaks to your heart to cause us to come up a little higher in him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Is it? Which way is it better? Is that better that way? Is that good? Is that better? Can I turn it this way? No. Oh, no, no. Are we good there? Is that better? Woo! Well, we got it, man. Because I need it. Come on, amen. I need it, amen. I can't really see that. I know the lights are nice, real nice right here, but I got to see it, amen. So I just want to give you a few scriptures here so we can get going in this. Let's look up 1 John 3. I just want to lay these out to you real quick and let you take hold of this. Amen? So here we go. Let's get going. So this is 1 John 3:8. And it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for he is a seed that remaineth. We are part of the incorruptible seed. Amen? So when I become born again, I am part of incorruptible seed. That seed, Jesus, was manifested in the earth. Amen? Can you say Jesus? And when you become born again, you take hold of that spirit. Your spirit becomes awake and you become alive in him because of what he did for us. So the manifestation of that was, come on, when he was born. So we could take hold of that incorruptible seed. And you say, well, the Bible says that whoever has that cannot sin. That's what the Word of God says. So we got a problem. How many of you have made a mistake in the past week? You don't have to raise your hand. I know you have. You're falling short. But I want to hear you tell you, listen. The Bible says that incorruptible seed cannot sin. So what happens is I begin to live outside of that seed when I sin. I live outside of what God has given to me, that incorruptible seed. I begin to live from that realm. It's sinnable. It gets me in trouble. But what God wants me to do is grow up. He wants me to live from the seed that's incorruptible. Hallelujah. The devil can't touch it. Say, can't touch that. Hallelujah. He has no, in that place, hallelujah, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. And with the incorruptible seed in the Spirit, hallelujah, he can't touch me. God says, walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So what we're doing is we're learning to walk in the Spirit. Can I tell you something? He wants to walk with you. He wants to make us easy. Because He loves you. And you are His testimony. You're the good news of what He did. You are the expression of God in the earth. You. You tell His story with your life. What kind of story do I tell? I want to give God glory with everything. Hallelujah. I want to wake up every day. Come on, say every day. Not just on Sundays, but I want to wake up every day. And I want my heart, I want to walk in the incorruptible. I want to walk in the place where that my heart is set upon God. That I'm led by God in all that I do. I'm moved by Him. I'm motivated by Him. Things that I do, but so many times we live outside of that. And I begin to operate in my flesh. And we do the things, we say the things we shouldn't say to one another. Amen. But we're part of an incorruptible seed. So I want you to see this. Amen. So here's what I want you to see. That in this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of God and children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. So listen, I want you to see. This is in verse 8. And it says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. He was manifested so that He could get you out of the mess that you were in. How many of you guys know that man was, we were all in a mess? But we ain't no more if I'm in Christ. He got me out of that mess by manifesting. Come on, amen. We good? Yeah, please silence your phones if you got them. All right, because we are recording this. So, all right, so let's just jump this. I want to keep this going here. Acts 10, 38. And it says, the word, which is the seed word, this is that seed, hallelujah. He says, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Say, He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. And we were the witnesses of these things in the land. We were witnesses of what He did. So I give you that scripture. Let me keep going here. He was manifested. So we talked about this. When was He manifested? When He was born. Amen? He was manifested. 1 Timothy, let's go there. I'm just trying to throw some of these scriptures that are on the top of my head here so that I can get you guys on pace where we were. You all right? You excited to hear the word tonight? Come on, amen? And it says, and without controversy, without doubt, say without doubt, the great is the mystery of the godliness of God, that He was manifested, there's the word, in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, believed on in the world, received up to glory. So, let's narrow this down real quick. When did this take place? He was seen of angels. He was manifested. And where do we find that? In Luke. Come on, stay with me tonight. Let's look at Luke real quick. This is what I'm trying to do is bring this to a greater reality of what Jesus did for you. Amen? So that you could see it like you'd never seen it before. That's why I said this is the true gift of Christmas. So, that we're hearing, he says, and it came to pass that in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Amen? He says, and the taxing first, and it went forth, and it says, and all that went to be taxed, blah, blah, blah. And Joseph and them, they came to Bethlehem. That's why they were drawn there. They went to Bethlehem. There's something prophetic in that. That's another sermon. But let me leave that alone. And it says, and to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she was be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same countryside shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch of the flock. And lo, the angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Listen, when God speaks, I want you to hear this, that God always speaks in the Word of God to fear not. God does not bring fear. He does not bring chaos. He brings peace. He brings joy. Come on, amen? So I want you to see the declaration here that in this whole thing, hallelujah, in the midst of this, He told them first when God speaks, He always says us, fear not. All the ones, every time He begins to give it a declaration, it was fear not. Because you know what we do all the time? Sometimes we jump to the conclusions. Uh-oh. I'm saying, no, no, no. I want you to hear this message that I have for you. Hallelujah. I don't want you to be afraid to talk to me. I don't want you to be afraid to embrace me. Because all this story that I'm telling from Genesis all the way to now, it's about you. It's a story about you and me in a relationship. And about what I'm giving to you that you might behold me as your Savior. So here's this declaration. He says, and the angel unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you. Oh, wait, what kind of tidings? Wait a minute. It's not, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Or, oh my, oh my. Not a negative message, but a good news. He says, a great joy which shall be to all people. Wow. This thing that's going to be manifested is a great joy. It's good news. And I'm going to release it for you to have. I'm going to bring heaven to earth that you can experience me. Come on, I want you to hear this. I'm bringing heaven to earth that you can experience me. That's good news. I want you to know what that does to me. It brings me a joy within my heart that overwhelms me. To realize that God wants to have this relationship with me. And He says, for unto you is born this day. I'm going to write this down, okay, because there's a couple words. What day? Someday. Getting a big board. This is what I want for Christmas, is a real nice board. So here, this is this day. All right, I don't like that. It's making me nervous. So here's the seed, and when was He manifested? This day. So
So he says, this day. He says, in the city of David, a Savior, the Christ, which is the Christ, the Lord. And he shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find him a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. That's a prophetic picture too, that he's the Lamb of God that was going to take away. Hallelujah. Listen, sometimes God, he puts all these little stories inside a story to tell you what he is to you. That he's the Lamb that's going to take away the sin of the world. And they would take these lambs that were inspected and they would wrap them in cloths, swaddling clothes. And they would lay them in the manger because they were going to be the sacrifice for the priest. They could be no spot, no blemish. They can't break their legs. They couldn't do anything. So they cherished them, wrapped them, swaddling clothes. There's not a word in the Word of God that does not mean something for you. He says, so he says, and this is the sign. He says, in a baby lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest on earth, peace and goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, yay! Behold! Woo! We start at 6:30. I told them where you were. All right. And it says, heavenly praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, peace, peace. Here it is again. Listen, here's what we got to get this picture. I'm just trying to lay this out for everybody. There's a declaration being made for you. Peace, joy, goodwill to a particular people. Wait, for who? No. For just those people that do exactly what he says. All men. So he says, peace and goodwill towards men. He says, and this came to pass, and it came to pass, and as the angels were gone away from them, the shepherds said one to another, let us now. Here's another word. I need another color. When? Now. Let us now. Hallelujah. He says, and see this thing which is come to. It's going to come to pass, right? It is. When? This day. Today. I can't get any more clear. But what is he saying has come to pass? Here's what he's saying. Remember, Jesus says, I was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So he was manifested, hallelujah. And it says, and they made haste and found Mary and the babe laying in the manger. Wow, it was true. And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And as they went, they heard and wondered at those things which were said. But Mary, he kept all these things in her heart. She pondered, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen and was told to them. And then 8 days were accomplished in circumcising, and the child was named Jesus. Amen. Which means Savior. Amen. It says, which is named angel before, which was named of the angel before, and that's in Matthew. And it says in verse 22, and when the days were of purification were accomplished, which Moses talked about, real quick, let me just do this. Can you say 8 days? Now, this is important. Remember, everything in the Bible is important. So here's the story. 8 days he had to get circumcised.
was part of the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. He's fulfilling the law. Because after 8 days, he was going to be circumcision. So circumcision speaks of cutting the flesh. I want you to know that Jesus came to cut the bands of flesh. That no longer are you going to be controlled by the flesh, but you're going to be controlled by the incorruptible seed, the Spirit of God. Come on, amen. So you're going to be unleashed, hallelujah, from what has bound you, because he was manifested so that he could destroy the works of the devil. And the devil works in your flesh. He has no place in your spirit that he has given you in the seed and the incorruptible, but in the flesh. So Jesus prophetically was circumcised, cutting of the flesh. We all know that. How many people were in the ark? Guess. Say eight. And that specific, that number eight, speaks of that covering where that he was cut away. They were cut away from the flesh. They were placed in an ark, taken out, hallelujah, and the flesh was cut off. The works of the devil was cut. It was symbolic of Jesus. They were inside the ark, the incorruptible seed. They were protected. Say protected. Do you see what this seed does to you? Hallelujah. Do you see what gives you authority? It's being in the incorruptible seed. He was manifested so that, hallelujah, the works of the devil would be destroyed. So after 8 days, it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. His name was Simeon. And it came to pass, that just devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it says, and he was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should see, he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the spirit to the temple. And when his parents brought him in, the child Jesus, this was, he was a child by them, eight days after. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can have this one. Who am I? He says, and he took him up in his arms and he blessed him. And it says, remember, I want you to see that he was justified. He was revealed for all those to see, and he was declared. So here it is. There's a prophetic prophet of God stands there, sees his parents bringing him. He beholds Jesus. He sees Jesus and he says this. He says, for mine eyes, the Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to your word. He said that you will not die until what? You see the Christ. And more than just that, I want you to see, he says, that you see salvation. You're going to see the manifestation of God's salvation in the earth.
Right here.
In Jesus. Amen? So here he was. So, and it says, in Isaiah, it says that. It says, declare that, see the salvation. That we see the salvation. Am I making sense to you tonight? I want you to see this. So, Psalms 2, I'm going to just give you these prophetic declaration. Now, this is thousands of years. I can't exactly, it was, let me see, I can tell you real quick. I can't tell you exactly approximately how many, but it was hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was even born that the Bible declared this. This is why I want you to know that this gives us authority. This gives us, see, because it confirms what is taking place. It's a declaration about what will take place. It took place. It was manifested so that you can look at that and say, see? See, Simeon was waiting for this to be fulfilled in his day. He was waiting. Can I say this real quick? There should have been more than just one or two waiting. So
somebody has given up on what God said would take place. Sometimes things get tough, things get hard, but I don't care what God has said. Even though it doesn't look, the days that Simeon lived, it looked like the opposite was taking place. But here he is. The salvation of the world. So it says in verse 2, Psalms 2, it says, and it says, the heathen rage. He says, kings of the earth set themselves and rules together and accuse down. He says, he'll break the bands asunder and cast away the cords from us. Remember, on the eighth day. Come on, cutting the cords of the flesh. Amen. Say, no more power. And then you shall speak unto him of the wrath. He says, and you have set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. And I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son this day. Say, this day have I begotten you. Who do you think he's talking about? Jesus, the only begotten son. He says, and ask of me, and I shall give unto you the heathen, the inheritance. And he shall break them with the rod of iron. Hallelujah. That word rod and iron speaks of authority. What is he breaking? People say, oh, my head. Come on. That's what I was always afraid to go to church, because I was afraid someone was going to hit me with a Bible. I was afraid that someone would, you know what I'm saying? That I was going to get beat up by the right hand of righteousness. Because I felt bad about myself to begin with. But that rod of righteousness is not there. It's to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? The works of the devil. Hallelujah. His works. Hallelujah. His works. Hallelujah. He came to reveal, hallelujah, to loosen you out of darkness. The grip of darkness that held on to you, that was holding on to you, hallelujah. He came to loose us from that bound. So that rod, it's a rod. So I'm giving you these scriptures because I want you to see this. Isaiah 11, real quick. I'm going to give you these real quick. And it says, and there shall come forth a rod. Man, sometimes you see these words. There's a rod. A rod speaks of authority. Hallelujah. He says, it shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Remember, Jesus was born out of the house of Bethlehem, out of Judah. Amen. Which came Jesse. David's father was Jesse. He was born out of that lineage. Amen. So it says, here he is. He says, he will come forth. A branch shall go forth out of thy roots. That word branch, real quick, means Naz. We could put two and two together to understand, where did the word Naz, what does it mean? Nazareth. He came out of the root of Nazareth. He was out of the branch. Hallelujah. He was brought forth out of Nazareth. That word also means insignificant. Everybody around thought he was insignificant. The Savior of the world. Just another baby. He's more than that. He says, and then verse 4 says, a rod out of his mouth. He says, and in that day, this is verse 11, thou, the Lord shall set in his hand again the second time to recover a remnant of the people. He will recover his people. Hallelujah. This is for all that choose. This is a good news for us to choose. Hallelujah. Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35. And out of this rod, that this rod, hallelujah, that broke away, loosened us from the flesh, that bound us to sin. Come on, amen. That we became slaves to sin, to the flesh. That rod came to break, hallelujah, to loosen, hallelujah, that authority that was over our lives. To break it. That control, that power over it. And then Isaiah 55. or Isaiah 35, sorry, verse 30. And a highway shall be there. A highway. He says, and it shall be called a highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools shall not enter in. No lion, shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. So here's, I want you to see something. So when in this incorruptible seed, in the spirit, hallelujah, the devil has no place. Let me make it clear. When Jesus was manifested, hallelujah, we're going to look here in Revelations where that Jesus put him in his place. He put him in his place that now the Bible says, don't give place to the devil. I've taken him out of that place. He has no more authority in your life unless you let him. Unless you give it to him. Because I've taken his authority away. The only way he gets it back is if you give it to him. Say, not me. I'm not going to give back the devil what Jesus died on the cross, what he was manifested for, to destroy the works of the devil. I do not give him any more place. Not my life. Come on. Not my life. Hallelujah. So that we see heaven invading earth completely. Hallelujah. That we be completely overwhelmed with heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth, where does he want heaven? On earth as it is in heaven. He wants it in you. You overflow, hallelujah, all of him in the earth. Listen, I want you to see this. He was manifested. We know that. Amen? But the Bible says in Romans, it says, all creation is waiting on tiptoes. Full attention. You know what they're waiting for, it says? It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to be manifested. Waiting for us. Jesus has already been manifested. He showed us, hallelujah. He said to me, you will do greater things. So the world is waiting for you to be manifested. He manifested. He's waiting for his sons, so the sons, to be manifested in the earth. The good news that he's talking about. He wants to do that in your life. Amen? So, the control the enemy had, can you just, by chance, you know, Psalms 91, verse 13, it says, it was step on the trample on. Wait. On the what? The last one. In the dragon? Dragon. Lion. Remember, the Bible says that he is as a roaring lion. I want you to know that in the spirit, we have power, authority over the devil. And I have it because Jesus was manifested. Check this out. You ready? All right. We have the power to trample. The Bible says in Luke, real quick. Luke 10:19. I'm going to go quick now. You ready? We're going to put this in super drive. Can I do that? I can do that, right? It says, behold, I have given you power. Look to your neighbor and say, he has given you power. To tread. This is a prophetic declaration of Psalms 91. I'm giving you power to tread. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil so that you, hallelujah, could what? tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. Help me tonight. All power. All power. Nothing shall any means hurt you when I'm in the Spirit. Listen, here's what I mean by that. Listen, I want you to know that there's a lot of great Christians that martyred for the Lord. But the devil could never touch their spirit. He could kill their body. But unfortunately, their spirit was the Lord's. Say, can't touch this.
Come on,
say it again. Can't touch this. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. He was manifested so that you have power. Hallelujah. Over the devil. Not just that you want to understand why you have power. It's because of Jesus. It's what he did. Hallelujah. That he was manifested that you can have in your life the incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. That cannot sin. The devil is empowered with sin. Do you know what he was in Genesis? He was serpent. Unfortunately, we're going to find him in Revelation. He's not a serpent anymore. He's a dragon. How did that happen? We fed him. What did we feed him with? Flesh. He can't eat in the spirit. We'll starve him to death. But he feeds off our flesh, the dust of the earth. He gets bigger. We feed him with our disobedience and sin. So Jesus came to destroy the works. No more ties, no more connection. Woo. Come on, you say, yeah, but my generation after generation, this happened to them and happened to them. But Jesus came, he cut that. Hallelujah. He cut that line. He cut that. Whatever it was, what is your blood? Come on. I want you to know, whatever's been in your blood, they say that blood is thicker than water. But I'm here to tell you, spirit is thicker than blood. So whatever mom and dad or grandma and grandpa might have done, whatever has been in their past, that curse that has followed them, it stops when you realize he cut. Now you're part of an incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. Where the devil has no power. He has no authority. Hallelujah. He's given it to you. Hallelujah. To tread on demons. See, when you realize it, the enemy does not want you to realize it. Because you've got some people in your life that you know that are bullied by the devil. People that are overwhelmed by addictions. People that are overwhelmed by whatever that might be, oppression, depression. God says, listen, I want you to see, I've given you power. Let me wrap this. If I can. I'm on my last page. Amen? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you one last one in Isaiah. Sorry. These pop in my head. I got to give them to you because I don't think it's me. I think it's the Lord. Do you believe it's the Lord? I do. Hallelujah. I've come to give him glory. It says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Randy, would you look with me in Matthew 2? And I'm going to read this along. Verse 1. I want you to check this out. You ready? Get your shouter on. Come on, amen. Come on, this is our Wednesday night shouter. Matthew, what did I say, 2:1? It says, now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of, that word Judea means Judah too. The Romans changed it, come on, amen, to Judea. The enemy always wants to change your praise. In the days of Herod the king, behold, and he was king of what? King of the Jews. Say, we got a new headlines coming. And he says, behold, there came wise men from the east. Keep rolling. He says, saying, where is he? I want you to get this. Come on, I want you to get this real quick. Where is he? Come on, amen. Where is he? And I want you to get the picture too out of your mind that they didn't come to the manger. He was older. Amen. Some of them, and I'll show you how I know that the scripture tells us. I mean, sometimes you got to seek some things out, and it's a pretty story, but he was at least 6 months old. So it says, and saying, where is the, that is born, wait. Who's going to be king? Right, Randy? Or what does it say? Come on, say it louder. He's born king. The baby born. He was born king. Hallelujah. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Keep this in mind. This day, for he have seen, he says, we're saying that he was born the king of the Jews. For we have seen the star in the east, and they're come to worship. Now, I don't have time to get into that. I would love to share with you the whole message of the stars. And you know how that people read their stars, or what's that called? Horoscopes. They've perverted what was written in the heavens for you. They try to find direction, come on, out of what God has declared. They don't want to find God. They want to find directions, but they don't want to find it through God. Amen? But there was a declaration being declared in the stars. All right, so it says, in all Jerusalem, it says, and Herod the king had heard these things, and he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, he was afraid. Because why? A king was born. And it says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Next. And he says, and they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet. For unto us, Isaiah 9, verse 6. Stay where you're at, Randy. A son is given. A government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, an Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want you to see something, hallelujah, that word of declaration was being declared, and Herod heard that this is who this is supposed to be. And he says, Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, hallelujah, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it in judgment with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord host will perform it. The Lord, this is the next verse. The Lord sent his word. What did we say word meant? Seed. You can look in the Bible when he said, Jesus, when they were casting the seed, he says, what is the seed? It's word. He said he sent his word. Can you say Jesus? So here he is. So here's Jesus. And, okay, where am I at here? I want to give you these. Who's born king? Let's look at Revelations. Let's get there real quick. Let me finish this up. Am I giving you a lot of stuff right now? You okay? But I want to make this clear. I want you to see something. Now, I want to teach something in the first of the year is about what gives the word authority and how it was written for us to understand. And when was the first time God said, write something about what he says? Just something you can think about. You can look up yourselves. But it's powerful. You can begin to see the story that God begins to tell, to talk to you about. He begins to draw from history a story for you to see. So I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my time and I'm going to tell a story all through creation. I'm going to reveal my love. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Revelation, it tells a story. There's a prophetic John was given a vision. Amen. He was given a vision at Patmos, and God gave him, he began to express in this vision what he's seen. And he began to describe it by what he understood. Okay? Amen? The way he's seen things. Now, I want you to see the prophetic word declares something. And it's not just for one moment, but it's multitudes. Come on, it's like an onion, in layer upon layer. The word of God, you say, well, you've tried to narrow God, put God in a box. I'm telling you, he's jumping out your box. You begin to say that. The Bible is unraveling more and more. It's like an onion, like I said. More after more, layer, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon. It's a bigger story. It's like the universe. It's ever expanding. So he says this. So, Revelation, this is a revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what revelation means. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ, but it's also a prophetic revelation of you as a child of God. When there's a declaration about Jesus, hallelujah, it's always also a declaration about his children. I want you to see this. This is powerful. For you to take hold of it, this is what gives us the authority to understand that God's always talking about his seed. Listen, so here it is. It says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven. He says, a woman. He says, with the sun, she was clothed with the sun. I want you to see this picture. She was clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head was a crown of 12 stars. So she had, this is a vision. And this woman had 12 stars upon her head. Now, this is prophetic also for to look at it as the church, the woman as the church, the bride of Christ, but also as Mary. It's got to be fulfilled in Jesus for ever us to take hold of it. Get that. Listen, it has to be performed in Christ for me to have the authority to take it in my life. So he's talking about you and, come on, amen, most of all, Jesus. So here it is. So I want you to think, who do you think the woman is? Mary. Thank you. Come on, say Mary. Let me give it to you real quick. Ready? And it says, and she had 12 crowns or things upon her head. Now, we could go in and understand what that means, the 12 crowns, specifically thinking as the bride of Christ. Those 12 speaks of the disciples, can also speak of the 12 loaves of bread. 6 stacks on this side, 6 stacks on this side. And it represented the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me say it this way. Number one, the first one, crucified, dead, buried, quickened, raised, and seated. That's what I can identify with Jesus with. That I am dead to sin, I'm crucified with him, I'm dead to sin, buried with him, quickened with him, raised with him, and seated with him. Say amen. So here we go. So when she, with child, carried travailing in birth, she was waiting to be delivered. Do you remember that story where they're about ready to be delivered? She's about ready, remember it says, about ready to be delivered. And it says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. Uh-oh, here he is. Here he is. The great dragon. Remember, what was he in Genesis? Now he's a dragon. And it says, and behold, the great dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now we can understand that there's some prophetic pictures, but it's declaring of Herod and the work of the devil. Hallelujah. And those, the crowns that spoke that authority, when it speaks of a crown, it speaks of authority. And the authority that the devil has in the earth, where is it? It speaks of mountains that the devil has. Remember he says, cast that mountain into the sea? You have the authority to do it. What are the 7 mountains? Are these? Education. I want you to see how the devil works in our world with these things. The devil will try to use these to have authority over your life. Education, religion, family. He's trying to destroy the family. Businesses, government, arts, entertainment, Hollywood, and the media. What is the constant message over and over and over that comes across our screens? Woe, woe, woe. See, the enemy wants you to hear those. He gets authority when you agree with it. When you begin to dwell upon it, and it begins to wrap itself around you, it begins to suck the life on you. He doesn't want you to be there. He wants you to be in the incorruptible seed, in the place where you don't say, whoa, 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 but you say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Hallelujah. That's what your spirit says. That incorruptible seed does not agree with what the media says, what the world says. Hallelujah. What the devil has a crown upon his head, you don't give him any glory. You don't give him any praise. Is that all right? It says, so here he was. And this great dragon was upon his head. And it says, and his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Messengers, angels. And he cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. I want you to get this picture, because it tells us in Matthew what happened, where Herod, he says, I want you to go kill every baby. Every baby, because I'm not sure how old he is, so we're going to make sure everything's okay. We're going to cover a full spectrum. We're going to kill every single baby of the age, all the way up to the age of 2, every one of them. He's waiting for the delivery, hallelujah. The enemy is waiting through Herod, hallelujah, to destroy the seed of God. He made a mistake. He made a mistake. He says, so here he is. So he's waiting. He says, so here's a prophetic picture that we could see here. So he says, and he cast, he says, before the woman, but which was ready to be delivered, for she devoured her child as soon as it was born. Herod was late getting to the party. He says, and she brought forth a man-child. Now I want you to see picture of this, that we can take hold of what was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. In the spirit, we become impregnated with the seed of God. Incorruptible seed. That seed, hallelujah, is to grow up and to become, hallelujah, the man-child Christ Jesus. The image and likeness of God. That there be an appearing of Jesus in the earth. Come on, amen. His image is his likeness. That we give birth to that image and likeness in the earth. That's why the enemy is so hard coming against you, because he's trying to destroy the seed. That you don't give birth to a mature, what? Man-child, Jesus. We're not giving birth to a baby. We're giving it to a mature, the church, a mature son, man of God. Am I making sense? And it says, and she brought forth a man-child. And just for us, I read all those scriptures for us to understand that, who do you think he was talking about? He says, who was to rule the nations with what? With the rod of iron. And her child was caught up into God, into the throne room. This is a picture that even that Jesus at that moment, like John was caught up in the third heavens, that Paul was caught up. Jesus was caught up. And this is what he's seen. He says, and the woman fled into the wilderness. And we'll see that. I don't have time to go in there. But remember, the angel came to Joseph. Remember, he came to Joseph and he said, Joseph, Herod's going to try to kill the baby. Run. Flee. Now. Where are they going? To the wilderness. Where's Egypt? Egypt. Hallelujah. Where all the pyramids are. That's called the wilderness. Remember, the children of Israel were wandering around for 40 years? They were in Egypt. They were wandering around the wilderness for 40 years. So she was fleeing to Egypt. So there's a prophetic picture. He's saying that he's going to go there, prepare a place that you should feed you for a... you guys ready? Can you help me with the math on this? Wait a minute. We're too quick on this. How many years was it? How many days? 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. How long was Jesus' ministry on the earth? There's something prophetic here. I want you to see this power of this. For 3.5 years, she fed for 3.5 years. And I'm going to tell you what she fed on, what we as the church need to feed on, is the works of Jesus Christ. For us to deliver a man-child, we have to find our place, shelter under the man, under the shelter of the Almighty God, and take hold and eat, hallelujah, what Jesus has given to us. The message, the death, burial, and resurrection. Wow, that's good news. So we're eating what He did for us. I'm done. I'm trying, really. This is the end of this. You okay for a second? Okay. I don't want to leave you at the end of there. So it says, the child caught up unto God and to His throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, and it was a place prepared of God that they should feed her there for 3.5 years. Now I want you to see the picture that Herod died at 4 AD. So Jesus, which the Bible says that he was not able to discern at that point. So he had to have been under, like saying, mama, daddy. So babies usually not till at least 6 months. Correct, mums? All the guys are just looking funny at me. How old are they? Usually what? Like 6 months or do they begin to talk and begin to. So it was after at least 6 months. So 3.5 years. So, and there was a war in heaven. And his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought his angels and prevailed not. Neither, you ready for this? Was there any place anymore where? Say no more access. Why did he have access? Because he's the accuser of the brethren. He would remind God about what you were before. But the story changed. Because Jesus was manifested to destroy the works. He could do it before because he was reminding God of who you are in Adam. But now you're hid in Christ. It's no longer I that liveth. So the enemy has no more access to stand there. Has access in heaven. No more. He has no more authority. He's been cast out. And it says, and he prevailed not. He says, and the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil. Satan, which deceiveth the world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Bible says in Acts 10, he says that you will cast out demons. All his concubines, all the ones that came with him, hallelujah, God says, I'm giving you power to cast them out. You all right? He says, and there was a loud voice saying in heaven, now, or listen. This is prophetic. What does it say? Somebody say it real loud with me. What does it say? Now is come salvation. He says, and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. So I want you to see that he was caught up. And when this was declared was when Simeon said, now I see the salvation of God. Let me give you one last, maybe, just real quick. It says, behold, I give you the power to tread on devils, serpents, power, the enemy. Nothing shall means hurt you. Amen? The verse above it says this. Jesus is standing there. And he says, and he heareth them talking. He says, how that all they despise me and he despises me and all these ones that are there. Jesus is talking about all these ones. And he says, and the 70 returned. And they returned. These are his disciples. And they returned. They were full of what? Joy. Why were they full of joy? This is the Bible, because it says that the devils in his name fled. They had power in his name. And they're like, what? Can't believe this. He sent them out. He said, I want you to go see what takes place in my name. So they came back and they said, saying to the Lord, even the devils, are subject unto us through your name. Not our name, but your name. It's nothing about me, but it's about you. And he says, and he said unto them, he whispered in his ears, their ears, he says, guys, I beheld Satan falling from heaven. I beheld him. I watched him fall. He has no more place and authority anymore. Say no more. Jesus seen, he watched him fall from heaven, hallelujah. All his demons, hallelujah, being cast out of heaven with no more authority, no more place, hallelujah. Listen, why? Because Jesus was manifested, hallelujah. Because of that, the devil had no more access in heaven. He was cast out because his seed was manifested in the earth. This declaration was declared, hallelujah, that the Son of God would be revealed, hallelujah. So he says, behold, Satan falling like lightning fall from heaven. That's a whole other sermon for another time. He has no more access. Whew. Last scripture is Acts 3, and I'm done. Acts 3, 6. He says, and Peter, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have given thee. In the name, this is what Renee declared. Say, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. There's the word. Why does it say, in the name? He says, in the name of Nazareth. Because you know why? Because he's taken all the authority that was manifested, and they declared it out of one name. So out of Nazareth, the branch, hallelujah, will salvation come. They declared it out of Nazareth. That's what he spoke. Rise up and walk. He got up. Would you stand? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And the Bible says in Acts 4:29, it says, and the Lord, behold, their threatenings, and they told them they can't speak the name of Jesus, but their boldness got greater. And they said, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. It's declaring by the whole, by the seed, by your holy seed, we have authority. Don't lay your authority down. Pick up your authority. Take hold of. I want you to see this, that God, you're a child of God. If you're born again and receive Jesus Christ in your life, you're legally, say I'm legally, able to take hold of everything heaven has for me that Jesus has done for me. Everything. But it stays in heaven until by faith I bring it into my earth. We have to take hold of what He's done for us by faith. Believing what He says is real. And not giving up our seat. Not giving up our place. Come on, amen? Not giving up our place to the devil. Heavenly Father, I thank You for these mighty men and women of God. I thank You for what You have invested in them with Your life. That the seed is incorruptible. Hallelujah. I pray for a quickening within their thoughts and the understanding. Hallelujah. If they have the mind of Christ. That they know. Hallelujah. That the seed within them is incorruptible. And power. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. In Jesus' name. We give You glory and praise. Amen.